This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University's interim president says he's extremely happy with this fall's enrollment, even though overall enrollment decreased. Dr. Martin Abraham says he's excited because new student enrollment rose for the first time in 10 years. He says the numbers are up for new freshmen, new transfers, and new graduate students. And he says the drop of less than 2% in overall enrollment is smaller than expected given what happened 6 months ago.
The pandemic hits and our next presumption is students aren't going to come. They're going to take a gap year. And you heard all sorts of horrific projections of what enrollments were going to look like at universities and felt like we could easily get hit with that just as well. And, you know, we certainly did not see that. We know that there are certain areas where we were affected. I mean, international students, for example, are down for obvious reasons. And so there's still room, you know, despite how well I feel about the numbers, there's still room for growth because there are places where this could have been better if not for the pandemic.
Outside the, decrease in international students due to the pandemic, do you feel like you're making gains in terms of diversifying the campus?
So one of the things that I know we looked at and we not shared this data directly, but when we looked at the enrollment in minority areas, and this is total enrollment in minority areas, we are actually up in every category across the board that we evaluate. And that led to the data that we did share, which is the increase in minority enrollment or diverse student enrollment across the board. And this is in total population, not just in a lesser decline. So we're actually seeing a real increase in the enrollment of our diverse student populations.
What do you think is drawing diverse students to Western and Macomb?
Well, as part of the recruitment process, we put a lot more emphasis on connecting diverse applicants with diverse students who are already here. That, I think, helped us a lot. We connected with some of our alumni organizations and were able to share with our diverse applicants the good experiences that some of the diverse alumni had seen when they were here as students. I think eliminating the standardized test as a requirement was very meaningful and impactful. All of the data suggests that the diverse populations do not perform well on standardized tests, so I think that was helpful for us as well. So a lot of these things that we put in place had an impact on our diverse student population.
Black students demonstrated. They marched from the center of campus to the center of town. You heard their list of demands. What do you make of those?
There are a lot of things on that list that some of which we're already working on, some of which we certainly can start working on. I've talked a number of times about bringing back the African American Studies major. We're in the very early stages of trying to develop that and make that happen. Some of the other issues that we talked about or were included on their list, we're certainly going to be able to do. The funding, for example, of student organizations, we actually did put in place a new funding procedure that should positively impact the funding available for our diverse student groups. They haven't seen that yet because we're just at the start of the semester, but I think they'll see something there. May not be the best system, and I know we're going to evaluate how well it does and then be able to go back and reevaluate again and see if there are more things that we can be doing for next year. But many of the things that they suggested, I think, are very doable. We're going to start moving forwards on a number of those areas in places where we have not already initiated some activity.
Dr. Martin Abraham is interim president of Western Illinois University. He says faculty, staff, students, and alumni have all been involved in efforts to bring more students to Western. Abraham says the university needs to update its strategic plan, which he says will help it determine its ideal enrollment. Rich Egger reporting.